The General Secretary of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, NAT, David Ofori Champong, says the association is giving government up to the end of this month to fix salary issues of teachers. Speaking on Behind the News last night, he said teachers will lay down their tools if government fails to heed their call. Mr. Ofori Champong was disappointed about the Ministry of Finance statement, which says government does not owe workers. He urged government to follow the roadmap that has been laid to avert labor agitations.
We are alarmed by the Minister of Finance's statement, which says that government does not owe workers any arrears. The impression, therefore, is that our teachers own salary arrears, some accruing as much as 18 months, 15 months, 20 months, their monies will not be paid. Some of our colleagues are retiring at the end of this month. Even some have retired last week. They were promoted. They weren't paid anything. But my brother, you realize that when you want to compete your pension, it is your salary that is the determining factor. It's an unfortunate statement. And we believe that we have been patient enough. This is not something we are begging. We have worked for it. It is a legitimate demand. And we are going to insist that those monies are paid.
Have you done a follow-up to find out your members who actually submitted these things, their documents, got to the Controller and Accountant General?
In the midst of the negotiations, the Director General of the Ghana Education Service in October last year issued a directory to all district directors to ensure that those documents got to the headquarters. In fact, per the records of the Ghana Education Service, as at the end of 31st December 2015, over 20,000 class of such forms had been submitted to them, and they had been then submitted to Ministry of Finance. Some of our colleagues have filled the forms 3, 4, 5 times.
What has been the explanation from the controller?
They have given us nothing. There was a roadmap that was agreed between the employer and ourselves. It is the responsibility of the employer to follow the roadmap.
If you go on strike and a month or two later, your demands are met, will you not have cheated the system?
Not at all.
You wouldn't have worked, but still.
No, not
paid.
At all. That's why there are rules and regulations. We live under rule of law.
But it's said that when government owes you, you shouldn't fear. Certainly government will pay.
My brother, we have newly trained teachers sent to villages across the country. Some have worked for 20 months under harsh conditions, my brother. They have not been paid. Some have borrowed money. And you think we will lie low?
So, when do you intend striking?
Well, we serve notice. The law stipulates that it should be 7 days, but we have given government up to the end of the month, 2 weeks. Government is all powerful, can still go back to the roadmap, get our people paid, then we stay out of action.